Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.
Every time a body is shipped back home, we say we will remember. And as I pastored here for 33 years, I have three friends from when I was in school. Tom Merriman, I went to school with for 8 years to the grade school. Bill Mershman is my best friend in high school. And Bob King in my high school. All three of them gave their lives in Vietnam. And I promised we would always remember. And we have, and we will continue to do that. I know this takes up some time in the service, but I don't know what better service we can have than this. Because it's because of them and because of the service of these men and women that we can be here today. We need to pray for America. She's troubled and she's divided. And I'm not going to keep you long today, promise. Okay? Because you veterans get free meals, and I want you to get there before all the other churches let out, okay? We're going to do you a favor. The Bible says this in 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is a victory, that he has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus Christ is Son of God? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this service. We thank you for the service of these men and women. We thank you for those who stayed home, supported them, prayed for them, gave to them, sent packages to them. Lord, we thank you for a church like this. And we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible, if you read the book of John, you'll see is all about the love of God and the love of one another. For God so loved the world. The Bible is filled with peace, joy, meekness. All through the Bible, he talks about his kingdom, and he talks about our contentment, and he will give us the desires of our heart. All through the Bible, he tells us what our life can be. But here is a nugget in the book of 1 John. There are two worlds. God said when he created the world that he also has a kingdom. Kingdom is in heaven, and there's angels, and God himself is there, and the thrones are there. Saints are there. And he said he created us as two people. He created us as a physical body and a spiritual body, it says in Corinthians. There is a spiritual body and a physical body. And this corruption will put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality. And he wants us to see that early on. See, when Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, they decided that they were going to feed and live for the physical body, what the physical body wanted, and what the physical body was attracted to. And in so doing, they walked away from God himself, as if God wouldn't know. And God said that we have a choice. And that choice, when we make it, it's going to be a war. And he says this in 1 John chapter 5. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory, that he overcomes the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? He said, your body is going to have cravings. Your body is going to self-destruct. If you follow what your body wants, you'll be an alcoholic. If you follow what your body wants, you'll be a drug addict. If you follow what your body wants, you'll be a sex addict. If you follow what your body wants, you notice all the teenagers are gone. I know where they're at. They've been to youth convention and they're on their way home. But your body, if you follow your body, it will tear you down. It'll stay in bed on Monday morning when it's time to go to work. Your body, when you seek the things of the body, you're going to fail. And God said, just as these soldiers stood here today, there is a war. There is a war that you're going to have to fight. And you're going to have to be man and woman enough to fight it. To say, I'm going to do right though the stars fall. I'm going to do right. I'm going to choose the things of God. And you say, but preacher, I don't know about this spiritual world. Well, you don't know how that moon's hung out there either. And you don't know how that sun doesn't run out of fuel either. There's a lot of things we don't know. We don't even know why we age. When they can answer some of those simple questions, I might listen to them. But the Bible says there is a physical body and there is a spiritual body, and they're at war with one another. But God said, I have given you the victory so you can win the war, so that you can see eternity. You can see beyond this world. You can see beyond your sickness. You can see beyond your troubles. You can see beyond your trials. You can see beyond death. You can see. And when you see it, you'll feel it, and you'll recognize it, and you'll live for it. And I can tell you this, I know. I know. I know the war. I also know the victory, and we have the victory when we walk in Jesus Christ because he puts eternity in our heart. And when we start living for eternity, our whole life changes. It changes about us being stingy or giving. It changes about us turning our cheek and walking away from arrogance. It changes. And we have to be man enough that we stand for that eternity, that we stand for those eternal values. There's been times when I've had to stand up in a minister's meeting. There's been times when I've had to stand up in a political meeting. There have been times when I've had to stand up in a family meeting and say, no, this is not right. The world tries to grab you in any way that it can. If it can get you addicted, it can get all of your attention. We need to make sure that we fight that fight, that we win that battle, just as these soldiers won theirs. And you walk out victorious. We are dead to trespasses and sins. In trespasses and sins, the Bible said. You know what being dead is? Jesus went to a grave one time, a fellow by the name of Lazarus, and he cried out. He had been dead for 4 days. He cried out and he said, Lazarus, come forth. If you want to come out of this physical body and all of its addictions and all of its wants and desires that destroy you and destroy your eternal values and destroy your happiness and your joy and your peace, if you want this, you've got to hear God's voice when he says, come out. And you got to come out. And you got to come out and you got to come out and stand like a soldier and decide, Lord, I am going to win this battle. And Jesus said, I have given you everything to win. When the children of Israel in Joshua chapter 5 were going into the promised land, Joshua was the leader of Israel. He had just taken over Moses' place. Now, that was a pretty good place. I'm sure that Joshua went, wow, I am the general in charge. And he walked out in Joshua chapter 5, and he saw a man with a sword. And he said, are you on our side or their side? And he said, I didn't come to take sides, I came to take over. And he saw that he was a king of kings and a lord of lords, and Joshua fell to his knees, and he said, my God and my Lord, what shall I do? God can allow you to win the battle that you're fighting with your body. He can allow you to win it and be victorious. He can allow you to walk in the joy, in the peace, and the meekness that He has made for you, and the love that He has for you. But you've got to allow His Spirit to work in you in order to win that. You got to realize that it's a war. You got to realize that it's a fight. And you got to realize that it has no eternal value whatsoever. And it has no value to your family, no value to your church, no value to your workplace, no value whatsoever. Because Satan came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And you say, well, preacher, I'd sure like to see Jesus a little more clearly for me to have this kind of faith. It's very simple. You just tell Jesus that. Just say, Lord, I'd just like to see you a little more clearly so that I can win this battle. And you know what? He will show you the same as He showed Joshua who He is. He'll show you that He will give you the victory. And He'll say, quit trying to fight it this way and quit trying to fight it that way and lay down your swords and cut back on your help and cut back on the places you're going and just take a trumpet and a bowl and a torch and walk the way I tell you to walk and shout when I tell you to shout. And the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. You want to win? You got to be able to fight it till death. And I've been with Christians that fight it all the way to death, and they have the victory in death. One of the things I did not realize when I was called to preach is how many people I would be with when they die. I didn't realize how many funerals I would have. But I can tell you this, every Christian that I have been with or been around, when they're dying, there's a certain type of grace that they have that they're not afraid. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Be a soldier. Bible says, put on the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, the breastplate of righteousness, and take your life back. Win the battle over the world that's trying to hold you captive and make a slave out of you. Take it back and be all that God intends you to be. Our Heavenly Father, I thank You that we can come out. You have given us the power to do that. I thank You that You can place eternity in our heart, that we learn those values and we find out what is really good and righteousness. And Lord, I pray this day for Your blessing upon Your word and upon these, Your people. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us and have a blessed day.